I begin to get out of my car. Left leg first, then right. I hold my right leg in so it doesn't scrape across my driver's side door. Well, it does this anyway and has done this every time before and since. So what? I put both feet on the ground and go through a series of very awkward and half-hearted checks. Is my fly zipped? Did I miss a belt loop? Is my shirt on backwards? Is anything hanging from my nose or in my teeth? And are my shoes still tied? This is what I feel. This is the awkwardness that I feel as I take my first few steps toward my destination. Some walk with no sweat and turn their steps into pirouettes. But some walk like they are not of this earth. When walking, their faces are like those of cows on AstroTurf. I've always been light-hearted about myself, but I have never been, as Mom reminds me, light on my feet. Even though I am 135 pounds soaking wet, the toe-heel pattern in which I walk has always produced a very large thud, and people well in front of me and around me can hear me from a long ways away. I look down at my feet and think if this concrete were not concrete and if it were sand, what my feet and their impression would make on the sand. What, in other words, would it look like? This is what it would look like. My left foot, my toes, a space because of the arch in my foot, then my heel. My right foot, a bit different. Toes, a space for the arch, then my heel. I look up, continue to walk. About 50 feet ahead of me stand a group of people who look behind them and wonder what that sound was all this time. It was me making all that noise. I once again go through a series of very awkward and half-hearted checks. Is anything hanging from my nose or in my teeth? Are my shoes tied? Did I miss a belt loop? Is my shirt on forwards? And is my fly zipped? I turn around and make believe I forgot to lock my car. It's amazing how common forgetfulness always bails me out. What do you do to save yourself from an embarrassing situation?